I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Palestinian militant group Hamas is recognizing Israel in a two-state solution to the conflict. Open Doors USA's Carl Mueller believes that despite Hamas's call for the destruction of Israel, taking steps to recognize Israel is progress, but believers there are in need of support.
We are in contact with the church in Gaza. This is a time where they have asked for our prayers specifically that they would be able to continue as a witness. The forces of polarization within Gaza itself are increasing, and there is far less room for Christians to work and to operate.
Next, it's been nearly 18 months since the tsunami hit Indonesia, but today Wycliffe Associates is celebrating the completion of a key objective there, rebuilding 15 homes with purpose. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says with 300 languages still needing Bible translation, their work was strategic.
The western part of Indonesia is a part where there has been no language work able to be accomplished because of restrictions in that arena. The earthquake and the tsunami opened up the opportunity for people to come in there and our organization to come in a way that had never happened previously.
And Grace Ministries International says their work in Costa Rica is cultivating new opportunities. Just 10 days ago, the missionary team held its first successful service of two cell groups in Santo Domingo. This is the first step toward a possible new church plant. There were 40 in attendance, 20 adults and 20 youth. So far, 8 people have come to faith in Christ through the testimony of the GMI church members. God's people are doing the work of the ministry both inside and outside the church. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid is making available Charles Billingsley's CD, Enduring Treasures, Timeless Hymns for Today, a free gift we hope will draw you into a closer relationship with Christ. Give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.